first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vecchione celebrates autumn.
Autumn is in the lengthening shadows, the shorter days, the breezes chill. The last of the summer tomatoes have come into ripeness. Daily I'm made curiouser and curiouser. Happy for the changes. Find myself thinking back to just a few months ago when it was summer approaching. How excited I was for its arrival. Even here on the central coast with our subtlety of weather, summer is the time of greatest promise actualized of ease and fruit and flowers, the long-stemmed zinnias and sun hot at the back of the neck and that abundance of light. So much goodness that I forget there ever was or will be winter rain and a jacket. It's a gift to arrive at a point in life when great joy comes from a change of season. Even against the backdrop of much great sorrow, fear, and destruction, I return to small and subtle joys for solace and am revived again. How else to move forward? Howard Zinn said it this way: to be hopeful in bad times is not just foolishly romantic. It is based on the fact that human history is not only of cruelty, but also of compassion, sacrifice, courage, kindness. What we choose to emphasize in this complex history will determine our lives.
Patrice Vecchione writes books and leads writing workshops along the Central Coast. If you would like to hear this or other pieces in first-person singular again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first-person singular, this is Matilda Rand.